BJ Raji, full participation. Look good.
What do you need to see out of House to think
he can? Well, I mean, it's a process with Devon House. I mean, this his first day out there, so he was on a rep count. We were cautious of what drills we put him in and so forth. So we'll evaluate him, as far as the film and so forth, and see where he is tomorrow. Well, I really don't want to get into specifically what he's done and he's not. So, but when it comes more clear where his availability is, we'll get more into detail. But it was good to have him out there today.
I know you've been asked by Alex Smith about 100 different times over the years. I guess where have you seen them grow the last few years here?
Well, I thought Alex played very well last year. Just having a chance to, study the 49ers throughout the spring and in preparation for this opener. So, I mean, he's a mature quarterback, very experienced. He's played in a lot of different systems. So, I mean, he's definitely comfortable with this new system. I mean, their offense definitely challenges you schematically. We have a lot of respect for their coaching staff. And, I think he does a very good job running the offense. So, he's still a good athlete and very smart to run their system. I mean, they do a lot of shifts, motions, and a lot of diversity in their system, a lot of versatility in, as far as their schemes, pattern schemes, and so forth. So he does a very good job running the offense.
Like, given the way the trend in the league is toward passing, are you impressed with the way the 49ers win defense and the running game?
Well, everybody has a formula or a team identity they try to play to, and I felt the 49ers last year did a very good job playing to their identity, and obviously their success reflected that. And I think they've continued that throughout the preseason. Their preseason tape has been very good. So, we're preparing for their style of play.
I'm guessing every team drills turnovers, but what makes teams like you and San Francisco so good at on a consistent basis? Is it just a matter of having players at the end of the day?
Well, at the end of the day, it's always about the players. It's not ever get too far away from that. It's about having good players and training them and make sure they have the opportunity to reach their potential. So scheme definitely is part of it because it's important to put the players in the best position to be successful, make sure you're utilizing their skills. And I definitely feel San Francisco does that. They're a very talented defense. They do. Wayne Larrabee, huh? Is that you, Wayne? Okay. You ready? So the 49ers do very. I mean, they're a very good tackling team. I think it's something really stands out off the tape. They do a good job taking the football away. So it's part of obviously with the scheme. We play a similar scheme. They play with a lot of vision to the football. And their guys rally very well to the football and take it away.
Is that a big message for you guys this week, considering the preseason you weren't as sharp as you wanted to be in turnovers?
Well, yeah, we definitely addressed our self-scout statistics throughout the preseason. And we talk about taking care of the football every single day. Statistically, we weren't where we needed to be coming out of the preseason. So, yes, it's a focus for us daily.
Mike, could you talk about the challenge in your preseason? Not to be able to have a single series in one of those four games with all of your number ones on offense and the challenges that you have to get that rhythm found in practice leading up to this game, right?
Well, I feel very good about our rhythm coming out of the Cincinnati Bengal game. So you can see it leading up to the game. I felt that's where we needed to be. It was good to get Cedric Benson part of that rhythm. We approached the Kansas City game clearly from an evaluation standpoint for the remaining players on our football team competing for a roster spot. So I'm not concerned about what the preseason brings. This is the start of the regular season. We'll be ready to go, and it's important for us to go play our best football.
Like, is start still probably going to be a while, you think, especially considering the short turnaround next week?
Well, James Stark is improving. I had a chance to watch him his rehab on Monday. I did not today, but he's running, so he's getting better. But as far as next week, I can't give you an estimate on that.
Coach, can you talk about what it means to open up at Lambeau Field?
It's the best. I've been blessed This will be 6 out of 7 times I think we've opened up here. My time, you know, the kickoff game is always a little special. I mean, it is really one game, and it's important to keep it in perspective. But it's the start of season. It's the starting line, and there's no better place to start, you know, as there is in Lambeau Field. So it'll be a great environment, you know, an afternoon game, you know, excellent team in San Francisco coming in here. So we're all looking forward to it.
Mike, are there any significant changes for Tom Collins? How's your offensive coordinator after getting the home?
Significant changes? Well, I mean, it's changed. There's no doubt about it. Tom Clemens and Joe are different personalities. We go about things a little differently under Tom's command. There as the offensive coordinator, but a lot of things also are the same. I mean, we've been game planning the same way since we all arrived here in 06. We still go by our meetings and installation and the process of what plays go in the game plan and what do not the same way. So, but Tom's in front of the room. You know, his style and his communication is a little different than Joe's, and that's part of the uniqueness of our staff. You know, we had an ability to move guys around, and so there's a lot of things that are different. You know, Jerry Fontenot and Ben McAdoo and Alex Van Pelt. So, but I really like the way it's meshed together.
Mike, your teams have been very successful in September, specifically in Old Guard as well. Do you attribute that to anything particular?
Good coaching, but first thing is usually coming out of training camp. You know, fortunately healthy. We haven't really had to deal with, you know, any really major issues going into the season. So that's helped us our players do a good job of preparing. We have a process we go through. We've been able to spend some time on the home opener in training camp, going back all the way to the spring. So we definitely put the time in, and the emphasis is there to play well for the first game. So, and that's where hopeful happened this week. I'm sorry, what was the second part of your question?
What kind of a player is Randy Moss today as opposed to what he was a few years ago when you come to Lambeau play?
Well, Randy Moss is definitely a special player. Everybody remembers when he burst onto the scene. I remember him definitely. I was in Kansas City and we had a chance to practice against him as a rookie and the impact that he had for the Vikings and particularly the vertical game. So he's played a long time, very productive. Haven't really seen him this preseason, so don't really have a strong opinion on where he is today, but he's a unique talent, and you definitely got to be aware when he's on the field.
Coach, do you think that battle for that corner position helped raise the level of all those guys that were involved in it?
Oh, I agree with your question. Competition definitely raises the level of the group and everybody around it. So I think it's been very apparent through our football team with the 14 new faces that made our team this year. I mean, coming off a 15-1 record, you have 14 new members. I think that says a lot. It says a lot about the competition that went on in camp, throughout, and even more specifically on defense. I thought the competition on our defense and the reality of keeping 26 defensive players and versus 24 offensive players, it was the result of that.
Two more. Mike, you haven't gone through the full offseason this past year and the quarterback score and everything. Have you noticed any difference in Aaron's ability to move around, his scapability, anything? You work on that quite a bit.
Well, I'll say this. I think he's definitely leaner and stronger than he's been in the past. I think he's in really good shape right now. And he's, from the time he left here in June to training camp, he definitely got himself ready. And, and camp wasn't easy on him or the quarterbacks, too. We did a lot more throwing this year, a lot more fundamental drills this year in camp because we didn't have the full schedule in the spring as we did in prior years. So I think his conditioning is at a very high level right now.
Mike, when you look at some of the recent Super Bowl winners, they've been kind of in the hot tub over the year. Is there any way you can manage that or enhance your ability to be hot late in the season? Over the course of the season, can you manage it in any way?
I think if someone could have bottled that, a long time ago, they'd be a very rich individual. So if I figure out the formula, trust me, I'll bottle it, and I won't be standing up here anymore. But, that's a focus. It really is something that we're going to work to. But, Yeah, I mean, there's so much football, you know, right now that it's not even, you know, it's not even on our priority list. But it's something we talked about in the offseason, something that we emphasized, you know, during our game education segments in training camp. And hopefully when we get to that point, it'll be, you know, something that we can grab onto and play our best football, because we're at the starting line. And we learned the hard lesson is as hard as you possibly can. You know, we were the league dog the whole year last year, but we didn't finish. So it's a new season. Lessons have been learned. Now we have the opportunity to apply them, and it starts Sunday.